Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talk a lot about happiness here on the Hawk and Tom Show. I think it's one thing that everyone wants to have is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness is one of the things our nation is built on.
Oh, yeah.
But it can be elusive for a lot of people. And sometimes we run around thinking we should be happy because we have all this great stuff, but we're not.
Okay.
So here on the Hawk and Tom Show, we try to help out any way we can, and we've offered up some things that are supposed to help make you happy or help make it easier for you to be happy. But this particular study interested me because of who they asked.
Okay.
They asked 2,000 people that were either retired or almost at retirement age. These were people who've experienced a lot of life.
Uh-huh.
And maybe have a little bit more of a perspective on it than, say, a 20-year-old who thinks they know it will make them happy but hasn't gotten there yet.
And maybe some regrets.
Okay.
So they're focused a little bit more.
Well, and this is they ask them the things you need to have a long and happy life.
Okay.
Okay, there's some interesting things here. Some of them didn't quite make the top 10, but were notable. For example, having a hobby was important, and having friends. Also, doing small acts of kindness and listening to music every day was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that myself, that I used to listen to music when I was younger constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I would lay down in the bed with headphones on, and it would just be me and the music, and it was this intense thing. Well, as I've gotten older, I'm too busy for that. I still listen in my car all the time.
Uh-huh.
I listen to B93.7 because I like staying up on the new music. I don't want to get stuck in. I know friends who listen to what they listened to in high school,
uh-huh.
and they just stopped. They just quit growing, at least musically. They don't have anything new anymore. It's classic rock or whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, you're still listening to what you listened to in high school. You haven't grown any in the last 10 or 15 years or whatever. So I like to stay current with the music.
Yeah.
They said quality time with your children is an important thing in life for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
To make them happy. Another thing they said is to have a job that you love, or at least a job that you don't hate most of the time.
I have so many friends just hate their job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, quit and find something that you want to do.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not.
So
it's not that easy.
I talk to him every day.
Now, when I was just out of, actually in college in the summer, I stayed in my parents' house and I worked for a hospital. And my job was to go every day from this warehouse with a long list of stuff that the hospital needed, load it up into a truck and carry it to the hospital and walk the different floors of the hospital, drop it off, eat lunch, go back and do the same thing that afternoon. The days went by so quickly with no meaning to them at all. Like just every day you go home, you were dead tired. You would eat dinner and go to bed and wake up and do the same thing. And I felt like my whole life could just disappear with no meaning to it at all with a job like that.
But you were given these items that the doctors and nurses needed to have people survive.
You're still picking up boxes off a shelf, loading them onto a trolley, and putting them on a truck and carrying them around.
But still, you could see
it
the
makes no difference
part.
What was in the boxes. It was a miserable way to live your life, not the job you should spend your life doing.
Well, some people like that kind of job.
Yes, they
Tom.
Feel like they're helping people.
Yes.
Okay, well, you could have been at a donut shop boxing up donuts.
That's an important job,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Especially
yes.
when they're hot now.
Uh-huh.
I don't That's know why important. Y'all are here if you like these things so much.
I'm packing up.
Another thing they said is important is having enough money to do the things you want to do.
Yeah, that's
so funny. Money does apparently buy some degree of happiness.
But save early so you can, you know, have a different quality of life late.
That is the truth. And when you're younger, you don't feel like you have enough money anyway. But putting some away when you are younger, I think, makes all the difference.
But I think you should also live life when you're younger.
Yes,
because when you're older, you don't want to travel
Kato.
As much.
I agree.
I have charged up so many credit cards traveling.
But you guys aren't old, see?
We're not, but I've seen my parents and some of them, and they've quit doing that stuff now.
Yeah.
So spend it. Don't let it all sit there and then be an inheritance for someone.
You might die. today.
That's exactly right.
Oh, boy. Oh, are we making you happy?
What else do you need to be happy? You know what an overwhelming number of these people said?
A good steak.
A pet.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Cato. You know that experience.
Yeah, but you know what? My puppy is, she's getting old, and I don't think I'm going to replace her.
Okay.
Tom was telling me that I need to get a pet. He said, you'll hate it the first 3 months, but after you train it, it's a lot
easier then.
Yeah.
And they're great companions, and they're good for kids, too.
Yeah.
They said getting enough sleep every night is an important thing for your happiness.
Yeah, I agree.
Staying close with your family and being with someone who loves you are among the top ones.
Aww.
You know what's tough is you see a lot of friends that are not close to their family.
I know.
I'm like, I don't get it.
They fight.
And that makes them happy because you see them on social media.
Yeah, they're like, I don't have to see them Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's why they're happy. And I'm like, does that really make you happy? I like seeing mine.
All right. And finally, this was one of the most important things they said for having a happy life, laughing every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're supposed to laugh at something, Cato.
Talking about that earlier.
He's scared.
I'm not happier.
Right now. When you have like a laugh like that, that's almost like a mischievous madman laugh.
It was.
Okay, those two things aren't the same. Mischievous and madman aren't the same.
What?
And the madman scared me a lot.
A madman is mischievous, though.
No, mischievous is lighthearted and fun.
I don't know mischievous. Is she a teacher?
Yeah. Third grade.
Married to Mr. Chevious.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.